Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Hey to you all in South Central Wisconsin. What a bittersweet day it is today, as yes, we get to dive into the schedule release, which Ashley has been so anxiously awaiting, but the regrettable part of all this is now she has to wait 365 days until the next time we get to release the schedule. Ashley, how are you coping today?
You are going to be the death of me.
I don't understand.
Hold on. Sorry. No, the levels aren't. It doesn't look right on here. Oh, wait. That's because I'm potting up the wrong person. Oh.
We're off and running here. What a Friday. What a way to start it off.
We are doing great. I was potting up our music. Huh. Not you.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you got the music figured out anyways. We out there today in M People Credit Union out in Fond du Lac. A great time for us to get out there and get some brats before we get to come back here today and dive into a unique, and I wanted to use unique because you guys love that word, Jason Wilde will be joining us here in just a moment to discuss the schedule as the Packers are going to hit the road to start the year, three of the first four, which means eight times in the final 13 games this year, the Packers will be playing from Lambeau Field. And I'm interested to hear, as we're going to welcome him onto the show now, you can hear Jason Wilde, the great Jason Wilde, on Wilde and Tausch weekdays from 9 a.m. until noon across ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. And you can read all of his written work under the Packers tab on channel3000.com, which, mind you, if it's not, I don't see too many predictions from Jason Wilde. Jason, I got to start the show. Did I see the 11-6 prediction? Was that yours?
That was mine. The echo sounds great, by the way. It's actually worse than it was before.
Wait, how about now?
No, there it is. It's delayed now.
Well.
and by the way, Ashley is like a church mouse. You can't even hear her. You guys really got this hardwired. I'm impressed.
Oh, I really thought that we got it figured out. I was all excited. We got
I think it's important to note that when Ashley said we are very, very hopeful, not confident, hopeful that we have it figured out. But if it's not figured out, it's Wally's fault. Yeah, that's the kind of teammate you're dealing with.
Going into this, you're talking about the best rivalries in sports. We have a rivalry with our phone line that we've been dealing with. The FM side has also been for the last couple weeks.
You're losing it.
But right now, I don't know if we got to change the culture, Jason. This is where I feel like you're going to start seeing Wally Lukashinsky and Ashley Dobrzynski shirts from Charlie Dern before long.
Yeah.
Right now, you guys are the Packers, and the phone lines are the Bears from the last two meetings.
Well, that's okay. On Christmas Day this year, we're going to get these phone lines, too. We're going to go 2-0, Jason.
Well, congratulations.
Ahead of time.
You've got 7 more months to figure it out.
Otherwise, we're going to have to clean house out here. And I'm pretty sure, just like a lot of people in the Packers organization, we need the results. I got to keep this gig, Jason. Otherwise, I'm going to be talking to you from Sioux Falls, South Dakota down the road. Can't afford that. Can't afford it. All right. Good Lord, Jason. All right. Well, try your best to figure out the echo today. If you can, we'll keep fighting the war. But in the meantime.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Can Jason hear me?
I don't.
Wait. Okay. Yep. Disregard. It was not what I thought it was.
Okay. All right. We're gonna battle through this. Jason, the first three of the first four games anyways this year, the Green Bay Packers are going to be on the road. And for me, at least, when I look at that, it's almost like when you're doing chores, I like to start with the hardest ones first and then kind of wean down with the lighter ones. When you start three out of the four on the road, knowing you're going to have so many games at Lambeau Field, is that something the team's excited about? Or Do they want to start the year in sunny Lambeau with the beautiful weather and not deal with the frozen tundra so much?
No, I don't think they care about that. And by the way, with your analogy to your chores, I don't think these are the hardest chores. They are going to be chores that they have to do in someone else's house.
Mm.
But like, yeah, you know, the Vikings, on the one hand, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see at what level Jordan Morgan plays in his first start at left tackle in a game where he has now become the starting left tackle, right? Where he's not just doing it in that JV game that they played in Minneapolis to end the regular season. It'll be interesting to see how an offensive line that I have some reservations about will perform against a defensive front that's been really, really good under Brian Flores and really, really challenging. On the flip side, you know, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to get Kyler Murray in his first game as the starter for the Vikings at quarterback, as opposed to when they get him later in the year when he theoretically will be further immersed and more knowledgeable and more comfortable in Kevin O'Connell's system. So there's kind of a trade-off there. You know, I don't think all the NFL teams have professional football players on them. But when I look at the Jets, you know, the Jets, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, that's a game that you have no business losing. Then again, Packers lost on the road to the Cleveland Browns last year in a game they had no business losing. So there's no guarantees. And then they come home for that Atlanta game on Thursday night at home at Lambeau, and then they're back on the road to Tampa Bay. So that's a first four that has its challenges, but I would rather have those games where I feel like I've got, if I'm a Packers fan, a better chance of winning without Micah Parsons than my chances are later in the season against some, you know, more highly regarded teams that I think I really, really need Micah Parsons to help me win those games. So, you know, I think the schedule sets up really nicely. They don't have any, you know, they don't even have a ton of back-to-back road games. Two back-to-back early in the season, obviously, and then it's the Rams and the Saints games. But those aren't really back-to-back. I mean, there's like a 10-day break in between the two of them. Mm-hmm. So, hey, the echo disappeared. Oh, no, it didn't.
Wait a minute. Try again. Wait.
It disappeared for a second, and then you brought it back.
Is it gone right now?
It is gone right now.
So that's funny because I turned Wally's mic off. Is it back?
I think that's generally a good idea overall, but now it's back.
Well, huh?
So she was right. It really is Wally's fault.
I think it is Wally's fault. Wally, care to comment?
And just like we talk about this being a rivalry, we got to win games. Just like Matt LaFleur, I'll go to the podium right now. I'll tell you, we got to be better. I'm going to look at the tape.
It starts with me.
Buck yeah. stops mm-hmm. here, Jason. I got to be better.
That's so I think awesome.
I'm fascinated by this.
I am too. Like, I don't know technology. Again.
So your mic is on. We have cracked the case. Inspector Clouseau Dobrzynski figured it out.
Okay.
Wow.
In fairness, accidentally, right? Like, you didn't mean to turn off Wally's mic there.
No, I did.
Because that was bad.
I've been focused on, like, what's I really want to figure this out, like, really badly. So I was seeing what I could do, and I was like, I wonder if I just turned Wally's mic off, what would happen?
Well, you know what? Ashley, you asked this next question. I'm going to turn off the speaker in the background here while you're doing it. Feel free to get your Parks and Rec nonsense out of the way.
You ruined my question. Jason, have you ever seen Parks and Rec?
Nope.
Oh, so you didn't, but you saw the claymation video they did?
I did. Is there a Parks and Rec aspect to that?
Yeah, there was a Parks and Rec, like, allude, is that the word?
What was it? Explain it to me.
Okay, so Ben, I don't know the actor's name in real life. Wally, do you?
Adam Scott.
Adam Scott.
This is going to go well.
It's going to go great. He loses his job at City Hall because he's in a relationship with one of his subordinates, Leslie Knope. Amy Poehler, and he is bored and doesn't know what to do with his life because he's in between jobs. So he makes a claymation, and he thinks it's this like 15 minute long video. It's actually like 2 seconds, and he was like, "I've spent hours on this," and he shows Chris, who is Rob Lowe in the show, and he's like, "Wow, what a failure." So Jaden Reed was Ben. Christian Watson was Chris.
Oh, that's what that was.
Mm. Okay, it's a good
but
show.
That's not actually in the that wasn't in the claymation actually production, which by the way, props to them. Like mm-hmm. I thought that was just AI generated, and it wasn't. Like they went old school, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa Claus is coming to town, a year without a Santa Claus. Like, they went old school Rankin Bass style, actual stop action, repeatedly knitting that stuff together. And as someone who grew up in that era and loves the Heat Miser and the Snow Miser,
oh, yeah.
That is, like, awesome. So I went from being, quite frankly, underwhelmed and thinking, oh, they just threw together, as they called it, AI slop, to realizing that that was some hardcore old school work they did. I still, you know, I think it would have behooved them to have told us that, because then I'd have been That's impressed fair. From the jump. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it changed my entire opinion of the project.
I'm happy to hear it, Jason, and I'm hoping I've got this figured out for you as well on our end. But I do have a
this is quite the deep dive into the schedule so far, isn't it?
Yeah, and people are getting exactly what they came here to hear. I absolutely know that right
now. Yeah, they are.
But there was a sort of almost double bye the way that it worked out with the Thanksgiving Eve game, where you have a week 11 bye, and now the way it works out, you have 9 or 10 days off between games. Is that something that the team's almost excited for, that you do get those extra days on both ends of this? Or would they prefer actually having 2 straight weeks off to get healthy, get rejuvenated for the final stretch?
Yeah, that's a great question, Wally. And I'm not entirely sure how Matt LaFleur is viewing it. Now, he did speak, not to us, of course, which I'm going to get after him for. I just don't. Would it kill you to talk 5 minutes to us instead of them posting a video of him talking to Larry McCarron and they posted a day later? I thought the bye thing was really interesting because, all right, let's just say for argument's sake, your bye is you play on Sunday, then you have that full week, and then you play again the following Sunday after that. Under those conditions, the team basically they play the game on Sunday, they come in on Monday, quick watch some of the film, get a flush workout in, and then they are off until the following Monday when they have another kind of light workout that they come back for. Okay?
Okay.
Now it's, you know, they play on Sunday in New Orleans, they come back. They can't take a full week, obviously. So they got to be back earlier than normal bye weeks are, because they're playing on flipping Wednesday. So, you know, that makes, if Wednesday is Sunday, I always love doing this. It drives Paula crazy. So that means Tuesday's a Saturday. It means Monday's a Friday. It means Sunday's a Thursday. It means Friday is a Wednesday. And Wednesday in a normal week in the NFL is the heavy, Wednesday, Thursday are the heavy workload installation days for the game plan, et cetera. So that bye week, they actually will be back at work, you know, kind of Saturday, Sunday-ish, which is earlier than a normal bye. On the flip side, they get a few days, and it's a few days more than you get when you have the Thursday, post-Thursday night football mini bye. And then they get another one going into the following game, right? So I would argue that it's actually not that bad the way it plays out. It's not New Orleans that they come home from, though. I got that wrong. They play on Sunday against somebody, and then they've got the 9 days until they play the Rams, And then they got the 10 days before they play the Saints.
It's the Vikings November 15th, then the Rams 10 days later, then the Saints.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I think it's kind of a horse apiece. Would you rather have a full-fledged, full bye week and then have, you know, a regular week after? Or would you rather have a couple extra days? It's almost like you just get a couple extra days in each of those 2 weeks sprinkled in. And I'll be curious to see how Matt LaFleur approaches it, because I almost want to say that that's better than the extended full-fledged bye, but we'll have to wait and see.
Do you by chance have a diagram for how you just described the days?
She had her eyes gloss over like Paula there, Jason.
I got so lost.
Yeah, I can see why. And the good news is for me that I can barely hear her, so her critique there really almost falls on deaf ears.
I promise it was not a critique.
Oh! Now she's back. Now she's
screaming at you.
Eardrum. I can't even hear no more.
You know what?
There you go, Dubs.
Great, by the way.
Nicely done.
Anything else, Dubs?
No. I'm going to let Wally finish. I was really just focused on the Parks and Rec question today. And the mic.
Which was really only for you, although at least I learned something because of it.
Yeah, great show. You should watch it.
Jason,
last time to watch. I'm a busy guy.
Last serious one for you here, Jason, because the Packers, they have no noon home games until November 5th. Until November 10th, excuse me. They have 5 primetime games this year. Do you believe that this is kind of a Micah Parsons thing of how much the league thinks about him, or is it more of the Packers as a whole that they legitimately think this is a Super Bowl contender and people are going to want to see them in prime time as often as they're scheduled?
I think it's probably all of those things if we're being realistic. Like if you think about it, the Packers, even when they're not great, they still do really good TV numbers.
Yeah.
And I think what we have to remember is that regardless of kind of, you know, whether they've got stars, which they obviously do, right? Tucker Kraft is a star in the making. Micah Parsons already is a star. Jordan Love is becoming a star. You know, I think that stars obviously move the needle, and then teams with very dedicated fan bases. And the NFL is more and more and more and more about placating their television partners who pay the freight, right? I mean, the Packers are going to get like something shy of $500 million in revenue sharing. So multiply that times 32 teams, and they're basically collecting $15 billion, if I'm doing my math right, from the various TV contracts and everything else. So if I was a TV network or a streaming service, I would demand better quality games and let Fox and CBS get the, you know, the Sunday regular games that everyone watches or everyone flips channels from. I want the marquee games. I want to get my money's worth. And so, you know, the Fox and CBS obviously get a lot more games, whereas the primetime real estate is more difficult to come by. But the bottom line is that they had to make it. Like, I'm sure Amazon was like, hey, man, we're paying you a king's ransom, and we're getting, you know, Ashwaubenon versus Beaver Dam, which is great for those of us that love Ashwaubenon and Beaver Dam, not so great for a national audience.
It's fair.
So I think that's kind of what's going on here. They know the Packers always get numbers no matter who they're playing, no matter what network or streaming service they're on. So I think that's more of it than anything else.
Jason, you're the man. We appreciate you battling with us today.
Wednesday is going to be our day.
Well, you know what? We keep saying that. At some point, we got to beat the rival. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that next week when you come back, the rivalry has been finally restored and we're starting to win games too. But as we say goodbye today, I want to ask you this. You wrote at the end of your article about the schedule release, I talked about your prediction. You quoted saying that this looks like an 11-6 team from where I sit, and that week 18 between the Packers and Lions is a potential winner-take-all NFC North title game. So my question is, do they enter that title game at 11-5, or are they entering at 10-6 and winning the division?
Wow. What an astute question.
Thank you very much, sir.
11-5, and the winner wins the division.
That's all right.
But
Road
then
Warriors.
I would just be wrong if they go 12-5. Eh? But I think it all. I should have said there. This looks like an 11-5 team with the winner takes all in that last game. But I didn't. Where were you last night? I could have used an editor.
Hey, you just give me a shout anytime. If Jason Wilde's on my phone, you're getting an answer out of me.
Well, you realize, I don't know if your ears were burning this morning, but I suggested that we, as a show, need to go out to Pittsburgh for the preseason opener, which may be a meaningless game, but Mike McCarthy, Aaron Rodgers, James Campen, all those guys, I want to go out there. Tosh said he's already got plans that weekend. So it was suggested that you should be playing the role of Mark Tauscher.
I tell you what, you say the word, I'll get you the, you don't even have to get a hotel room. I'll talk to Mama and Papa L. I'll get you back over there. You don't have to worry. We'll take you to the best food around. We'll get you some Iron Cities in you. It's going to be a great day.
I think given that we want to probably keep costs down, I think your parents' couch is something that the higher-ups are going to say, that sounds like a great idea, Wally. So make sure you scrub this from the podcast so nobody hears it.
I will absolutely do that. We'll get to talking, Jason. If you're serious, I'll get out there to the Iron City.
I am serious. I am definitely serious about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, we'll revisit because I'd love to do this. Jason, you're the man. We'll catch up to you next Wednesday, and the phones are going to be better. This is our guarantee victory speech, so I might have to get fired next Thursday.
I don't want you to get fired. We'll figure it out. It'll be fine either way. All right, everybody, take care. Be good.
See ya.
The great Jason Wilde. Thank you very much, as always, to have him on. Talk a little bit about this schedule release. We're seeing the Packers hit the road to start the year, and they have the 9 home games. So 8 of the final 13 games will be at Lambeau Field, and quite a few of those under the lights in prime time. We'll come back after break, talk a little bit about the games that we're most excited for this next year, the stretches that we're worried about, everything you need to know about the NFL schedule release. That's coming up here in just a few moments on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
In Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player is back for the 2026 baseball season. Listen to Milwaukee Baseball every Sunday on 95.3 WBEV, and we'll announce who the mystery player of the game is. Then the following business day at 8:15 during the WBEV Morning Show, if you're the correct caller who can identify the mystery player, you'll win a pair of tickets to see a game in Milwaukee. It's the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Baseball Player of the Game, all season long on 95.3 WBEV.
Hey, you. It's me, your window. I'm tired. I leak air, I rattle, and honestly, I'm terrible at my job.
Wait, my window is talking?
Yup, and you deserve better. Like Pella Windows installed by Hometown Glass and Improvement. They're energy efficient, quiet, and actually keep the heat and AC where it belongs. Inside.
That does sound better.
Trust me. Retire me.
Good thing I can call Hometown Glass and Improvement for a free window estimate today.
Hey, hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam in Watertown. Our Memorial Day sale is going strong, and you can save up to 60% off of list prices. We have some amazing values in store. Check out this sectional for as little as $992, and you get the free matching ottoman. Now it's in store only, so you got to stop in to get the amazing deals. We have sofas for as little as $299 and reclining big, awesome, beautiful sofas in multiple color options for as little as $599. Or check out this Gavin Dual Power Reclining Sofa for as little as $899. need a little extra sleeping space, this Luca Twin Sleeper Chaise is perfect for you for as little as $449. Check out all of our amazing Memorial Day sales and specials going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
Don't miss out. Get the furniture you need and bring home the comfort you've been dreaming of today at Slumberland of Beaver Dam and Watertown.
Spring is back, so it's time to call AirCare in Beaver Dam. They'll make sure your air conditioner is ready to keep you cool and comfortable this summer. Whether your equipment needs a tune-up or repair, AirCare is the local expert offering reliable service all day, every day. Don't wait until something breaks. Call AirCare today to schedule maintenance and ensure your system runs smoothly all season long. Just call 920-356-8860. AirCare, honest and dependable service for 45 years.
Prairie Ridge Health offers an array of trusted healthcare providers and services for everyone in your family. From routine checkups and specialty services to inpatient care at our hospital just off Highway 151 in Columbus, we make it easy to get the care you need close to home. Come see us in Columbus, Beaver Dam, Sun Prairie, and Marshall. Schedule today at prairieridge.health or call 920-623-1200. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Join me, Rich Eisen, weekdays from noon to 2. Now back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go, be a part of a group, and watch for your favorite players and teams. As the packs get opened, go to the Apple or Google Play Store today, look for the orange logo, and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. Ashley Dobrzynski, Wally Lukashinsky here with you on the Dam Sports Show today, and it is a day removed from our schedule release. We know where the Packers are playing. We know when they're playing now. At least all except for that Week 18 matchup that Jason Wilde is billing an NFC North championship game in his ideas, his prediction for the season. First of all, that's the first time I think I've got a hard prediction out of Jason Wilde on this show.
Yeah, I feel like he never really does those. Sounds cool.
I read his article and I truly thought it was a mistake. I'm like, maybe he quoted somebody else's. I had to check to make sure it was actually his prediction.
He had to make sure he wrote it.
Yeah, but there you have it. He thinks that they will be in, obviously, but not as a division champ.
Yeah. I don't know.
So when you look, do you do this too? One of my favorite things to do, my dad used to do it with me. My buddies in college used to do it. When the schedule comes out, we almost do three different, what we call it, the schedule game.
Okay.
Where we go down the list of the games, we come out with the best case scenario, we come out with the worst case scenario, and then we pick what we believe will happen, and then go figure, you know a lot about a person. It usually tends to be more towards that positive scale.
Yeah.
And less of the glass half empty. When you did this last night and you're looking at the schedule, do you believe this year, with this group, the Packers finally will get back to hosting a playoff game, meaning that they win this division?
Hold on.
Are we going to get you to go through it here?
Well, I was looking at it.
I'm sitting there right around 11, 12 wins, just like Jason.
Yes, I agree. I think it's, I really like the Sunday, December 20th against the Dolphins at Lambeau.
Well, even through that stretch, you have the 4 of the 5 final games to end this season will be in the frozen tundra. And what you would imagine is a cold, cold atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And quite a few of these games, too. You look at this, you're going to have a night game, the Sunday night football against the Bills. You're going to have the Christmas road game against the Bears. That's going to be a standalone game.
Yep.
And then you have a Monday night football game in week 17 against the Texans. 3 of your final 5 games are standalone games, 2 of them primetime. I kind of like how this shaked out for the Packers, having all these games down the stretch. And you're like, nobody likes the cold, But at least you're equipped to deal with it when you live up here, practice in it.
Yeah.
You go to work every day in it. I kind of love this way it shook out for Green Bay.
Wally, I have an unpopular opinion.
I'm ready for it.
I don't love how many primetime games we have.
Okay, can you give me your reasoning? Because I've gone back and forth on how I feel about this, too.
I feel it, and this probably just is like me being, I don't know, picky. The 7 o'clock games, I just get tired watching them. I feel like there's so much more excitement when it's a noon game or there's like a 3:20, at least for me, because it's like waiting all day, and then it's a night game.
Waiting all day for Sunday night, some
yeah,
would say.
Yeah, exactly. But then I feel like I never make it all night. Like, I never finish the whole game because I'm falling asleep.
Well, that you have a track record of falling asleep in big evenings where
watch
you're supposed
it,
to stay up late and watch the culmination of an event. So I'm not surprised by that.
But, like, no, like, I also don't love Thursday night games, and we play two of them.
See, I'm with you in this respect, too, because I like playing the games early in the day. I think that there's kind of a less of the unknown when you have mm-hmm. a non-primetime game where it's truly just you expect the better team to come out on top more often than not. Mm-hmm. Where in primetime, it's a little bit more of a crapshoot. Green Bay, get a load of this. This was one of the first things that jumped out to me last night. It's November 15th before the Packers are going to have a noon kickoff at Lambeau Field this year.
Yeah, I hate that.
It's week 10.
Yeah.
Before we're going to be added to Tundro Trio in the early part of a day because we have so many of these others. I like the fact that the NFL obviously is betting on this team because I think that they're wise to do so. I think it also...
I agree.
It points to the fact that when Micah Parsons comes back, which very good chance too, they bookended this in a way where Mike is going to probably miss the first few games of the season. He'll probably be on the road. You'll probably have Micah Parsons on the field for 8 home games because of the way the schedule shook out.
Yeah, like I would not be... I don't know what his timeline is, but I mean this in... No offense, the Vikings, the Jets, the Falcons.
Where's the first loss on the schedule when you look through it? Because that was something I did last night, too. And
I like that.
I have two games that I think could be them.
Remind me of who the Falcons quarterback is now.
Michael Penix, technically. We'll see if he's actually going to be the guy that they get trotted out there for.
Who's the other option?
They just moved off of our main mans here. So Michael Penix, it'll be Tua Tagovailoa in the
right.
as a backup.
Tua's the other one. That
and at least for him, it's going to be, at least domes for him for the most part. He won't have to deal with that because that'll be Lambeau, but that's sunny weather. That's Tua weather until you get into about Thanksgiving time of year for him.
Yeah, I think our first loss might be week 5 at the Bears. I think...
Well, that's a home game, though. You're picking
that's a good point. No, I think the Packers will lose one Bear game.
I would agree.
I don't think either one of them is going to, like, sweep it.
I tend to think that, kind of the way we were going before, I kind of think the road team's going to go 2-0 this year in that series. I think that you might still have Micah working off some of that rust when you have that 3:25, another game that's after... the noon slate here, as that'll be one of the games of the week on Fox for that one. I think that it's either the Chicago Bears in week 5 or it's the Detroit Lions in week 7.
Yeah.
Either way, the way the schedule shook out, it's kind of like Jason said. I was calling it like you want to get the hard chores out of the way early when you're, you know, doing some spring cleaning.
Yeah.
But you're playing on the road, but you're playing teams like the Minnesota Vikings who knows again, who's going to be the starting quarterback there if it's going to be 9 or if it's going to end up being a new guy, a new face again in Kyler Murray. That's almost, I want them to start with McCarthy and roll with him for about a month and then see what we all see and that it's not going to work. He's not the guy.
I wish that they played the Cardinals.
Well, I mean, yeah, I throw the Browns on there again. They beat them last year. But, yeah, if you could pick your schedule.
Well, no, I want Mike McCarthy. Whoa, long day.
Yeah, it's LaFleur, preseason week 1.
Mike LaFleur and Matt LaFleur to play.
Yeah, well, who knows? Maybe you'll get that next year because it won't happen in the playoffs this year. Arizona ain't going nowhere.
We know that.
It ain't happening. Last words before we go to break here, Dobes. Favorite game or game you're most excited about when you're going through the schedule right now? Because I, at least for me, I think there's one that jumps out to me.
Mine's going to be for different reasons, though. Week 4, Tampa Bay, because I'm trying to convince my family to go to Florida.
Ooh, you might be going down to that game.
I want to.
That'd be a fun little thing to get down there to Tampa. You'll probably be about half Packers fans in the building for that one, too.
Yeah, easily.
For similar reasons, actually, because initially, the one I'm most probably excited to sit on my couch and watch is Christmas Day. It is the Chicago Bears at noon. I'll be at home in PA for that one.
I plan
on kicking my feet up, watching the Packers get a win, and then celebrating with all the family, because they're kind of pseudo rooting for the Packers, too. We're kind of adopting the Packers as a second team. I know that's kind of slimy, sleazy, but I'm doing it. I don't care.
That's going to ruin the Dobrzynski household.
Yeah, well, it might.
I don't even know if my family's going to watch it together.
Honestly, I kind of wouldn't want to. Like, when I'm obviously a diehard Raiders fan. When they played the Chiefs on Christmas a few years ago, they actually won that game. And it was such a pleasant surprise because I decided, I'm like, I'm going to watch this on like a computer screen. Yeah. I'm going to have it to the side. Nobody's going to care. I'm not going to let that team ruin my day. But it's different when you're a team like the Packers.
Famous last words. Yeah.
And they're playing for something. The Raiders aren't playing for nothing.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Again, but that's fine. We got the prince that was promised. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's a busy, busy night for Beaver Dam Spring Athletics. Baseball, softball, girls soccer, all going to be in big matchups here in just a little bit of time. We'll preview those right on the other side of the break with more here of the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Hey, this is Mark Vander from Central Wisconsin Christian Girls Basketball Coach. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Radio.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. A Sauk County man accused of killing his wife at Pewitt's Nest Nature Area near Baraboo made his first court appearance yesterday. The judge set George Paul's bond at $1 million and ordered a competency exam. It was 1 year ago tonight when Dodge County was hit by 4 tornadoes. The worst damage was done in Juneau and Mayville. Dry and windy weather is driving up the risk of wildfires in Wisconsin. Fond du Lac and Green Lake counties are at high risk. Dodge County's fire danger is moderate. Wisconsin is once again number one in the nation for prescription drug take-back efforts. More than 57,000 pounds were collected during this spring's event. And Milwaukee is honoring legend Bob Uecker with a giant new downtown mural. It's by the same artist who created Milwaukee's famous Giannis mural. From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Big brats and big bucks.
Hit all the stops for the 2026 Brat Fry and Summer Sweepstakes season, presented by Hometown Glass and Improvement and Newman Pools. No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest. Buy a delicious Pernitz Premium Brat with a soda or water, and proceeds will help with the John Moser Children's Radiothon, all for just $2. Find the complete Brat Fry schedule on the Brat Fry page at DailyDodge.com.
Our next Brat Fry is Friday, May 15th, 11 to 1 at M People Credit Union, 17 North Pioneer Road in Fond du Lac.
Smalls here. What if you could enjoy the flavor of a cocktail without the alcohol? Meet RK Zero Proof, a pioneer in the alcohol-free spirits category that delivers bold taste and a warming sensation, but with zero alcohol, zero sugar, zero carbs, and zero calories. So you can celebrate with friends, unwind after a long day, and wake up tomorrow feeling great. It's all the ritual of a drink without the regret. Discover RK at rkbeverages.com. That's A-R-K-A-Y beverages.com. RK, the spirit without the alcohol.
Rich Eisen here. PayPal is now the official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL, which means all the money moments that fandom creates, whether splitting tailgate costs or chipping in on tickets and game day food between friends, are covered. Wherever the game is played or watched, PayPal moves with fans. You can send money through text, email, or directly to your friends with eligible accounts on Venmo. Just download the PayPal app and share all the moments that matter. Account with PayPal is required. Not available in all regions where PayPal operates.
On top of the world or bouncing back, there's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with recommended screenings and annual visits, or simply connect on your overall well-being. And if you find yourself in need of care quickly, we often offer same-day appointment options. Marshfield Clinic. Enjoy life with confidence. Explore appointment options today at marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
For continued coverage of your local high school and pro sports teams, spend the weekday 4 o'clock hours with the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Our next and second Milwaukee baseball bus trip of the summer is coming up Thursday, June 18th against the Cleveland Guardians. It's going to be a 1:10 first pitch. Here's the kicker. We still have 13 spots, as the last count was, that are open. So that is not much. You're talking two families of five. You're down to three tickets. So if you guys want to be a part of this, make sure you get up to the station and pay that $70 per ticket. We will have people picked up at the Slumberland furniture location right over here by the station. It's as simple as that. You show up, we're going to take you down to the actual game. We'll have you all gussied up. You can have some fun times before you get in there and then wrap up. We drive you back home too. Dobes, it doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah, sorry. When you said all gussied up, I was like, that's from a song.
Wait, what song was that possibly from?
Oklahoma Smoke Show by Zach Bryan.
Oh, of course. That's exactly what I figured it was. Great. Great. Anyways, get here Monday and make sure that you are one of the final 13 people, because there's a very good chance by the time we're back on the Dam Sports Show next week, it is filled up. So if you want to get out there, make sure you hurry in on Monday for that. Ashley, we have a busy slate of high school sports here in Beaver Dam tonight.
We do.
The Beaver Dam girls soccer team is about to take on the Wayland Academy. It's the Red Storm coming to town.
Oh, Red Storm about. Beaver.
What was that?
Red Storm or Beaver in a fight. Mascot fight. Remember when we did that for...
I know, I'm trying to think right now, because I feel like a beaver... Like, what's really, like, scary about the Red Storm? What's happening in that red fog?
Good point. And a beaver's nasty, but I just don't know if you can outdo a, like, weather.
We're going to find out here at 5 o'clock on Daily Dodge TV, because the Red Storm is in town. They're actually in town all the time.
Yeah.
So they have a two-minute bus ride, it feels like, over there to play some soccer later tonight. And it is senior night, too.
Is that
so.
Even a bus ride, or is that just like a home game?
Well, I mean, it's basically a home game for them, too, I imagine,
yeah,
right?
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, make sure that you tune in. Daily Dodge TV, Wade Bates will be on the call for that. Aiden Voigt's also out there. It's a little windy, so it's going to be a little lower camera angle than usual. So hop on out and enjoy the game yourself, because it is the only one in Beaver Dam tonight. Mm. The softball team last night beat Pewaukee. Did I get that right?
You did, thank God.
7-5. They win that game, and it sets them up here with three conference games to round out their season. They will have one final non-con before we go into the playoffs, but they have a path still to a conference championship, but they have to win out, and they're going to need some help. There are two losses behind Wanakee right now. They do play them once. So if you beat Wanakee, you need them to lose one of their final two games, and Watertown has to also lose one of their final three games to get back into it. But the way this team's playing, even if it's not a conference championship that they're putting in the trophy case, they have aspirations to get back to Madison with this offense. It's very possible, Ashley Dobrzynski.
Oh, yes. They're looking good.
Baseball, Milton Redhawks.
Ooh.
They got the win.
Red
a berry.
Hawk or Beaver?
I feel like the Beaver's taking on a Hawk.
Yeah, I think so.
That Hawk ain't flying down and picking up a Beaver twice in the same week.
No.
I don't believe
this
that.
This is the type of talk people are asking for.
The Beaver Dam Golden Beavers, they fell 11-0 the other night at home. But tonight you're also going to be leaning on your ace, Ashton Seifert, to get the job done. And this is a must win for the Golden Beavers. If you win, you're tied once again with Milton, the top of the Badger Large Conference with two games remaining. Likely for them, they're going to have to win the final three to win the conference. But similar to the softball team, the way it plays out, even if they don't do that, they're going to set themselves up and have a good chance to be very competitive and possibly come out of the regionals this year once again. So hopefully we can cover next week on Daily Dodge TV a couple of big, big matchups that have a lot of conference aspirations attached to them.
Heck yeah.
All right, we're going to take our final break of the day. When we come back, it is Friday. You know what that means. It is time for some Friday trivia led by Ashley Dobrzynski. We'll get into that. Play along at home with us right on the other side of the break with more of the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, lows dip down to about 57. Partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Slight chance of rain showers. Highs level off around 82. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Currently, it's 77 degrees.
Spring cleaning isn't just for the house. Your HVAC system could use a tune-up too. JB Mechanical keeps your home comfortable all season long. Here's the forecast on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
In an instant, an injury can change your plans, your paycheck, your peace of mind. But the bills don't stop. The calls don't stop. The worry won't stop. Experience and results matter. After four decades of fighting for injured people, we know how to win. Because you deserve respect, results, and to move forward. We fight for what's fair so you can get back to what matters most. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Ashley, quick question. How does my phone know exactly what food I want before I do?
Because advertising works, Wally.
That feels powerful. A little scary, but mostly powerful.
Exactly. And local businesses in our area can have that power too. With DailyDodge.com, 95.3 WBEV Radio, YouTube, and more. Businesses partner with award-winning local content that people trust. See and hear your businesses everywhere.
Everywhere like all of our different live news and talk programming?
That's right. Right there along with interviews and including anyone from state politicians to neighborhood musicians. And that beautiful Daily Dodge TV studio you'll see can be sponsored too.
Wait, that sounds familiar. Well, anyway, what about sports fans?
Pair with 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Joining high school play-by-play coverage and passionate fans is a big win for branding a business.
How does someone get in on all of this?
Call 920-885-4442 or click Contact Us at DailyDodge.com.
Wow, it's that easy to start a great partnership for your business today.
Attention sports fans. Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Your favorite local sports teams, your favorite local sports hosts. On 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Fitting way to send us off into this wonderful weekend that is to be here in South Central Wisconsin. Ashley Dobrzynski, Wally Lukashinsky, welcome back to the Damn Sports Show. And with it being Friday, with it being our last block of the day, it's time to send us into the weekend with some trivia and apparently some dancing from Ashley Dobrzynski along to Taylor Swift here. Ashley, are you ready for some trivia?
The real question, Walter, is are you?
I feel like I've been dominating your trivia of late.
I guess.
I think I'm, talk about rivalries. I might be losing in the phone call department, but I am at least top shape right now with the regards to at least the trivia aspect.
All right, well, let's put that to the test.
I'm going
to
walk all over you. Let's go.
What former NFL running back boxed a kangaroo in a promotional video?
Bops it, like punches a kangaroo?
Boxed, yes. B-O-X-E-D.
Okay, the only hint I will ask for this, is this in the last, like, 25 years?
I think so. Let me check.
Because the only thing I could think of is Icky Shuffle. Get your cold cuts. Get your cold cuts. You remember that one, don't you? Get your cold cuts.
Hold on. I'm looking.
Because my guess...
It was the early 1980s.
Oh, my gosh. I've got no shot in the world. How about Larry Zonka?
Nope. I'll give you one more guess. And he's very popular.
Very still, popular.
Still.
Running back in the 1980s.
Oh, yeah. Bears. I'll give you one. One more.
Wait, what did you say?
Bears.
Walter Payton?
Yes.
Well, you gave it to me there with the wall. Yeah. I was going to go Eric Dickerson. I'm glad I got the extra hint. I get like quarter credit for that. Maybe. Yeah.
I'll give you half a point.
Fun fact on that, by the way. I used to work at FedEx loading trailers, unloading trailers, doing the sorting on the third shift when I was in college. And the boss there, because he was a diehard Bears fan, and my name is Walter, he would call me Sweetness. So I have a soft spot in my heart for Walter Payton.
Aw.
You got to respect him. Got to respect him. One of the best to ever do it, even if he played for that unfortunate team, Real. South side of, or at least south of Wisconsin. We'll say that much.
Okay. What animal can survive without its head for several days?
Chicken.
Yes, but kind of, but not the answer we're looking for.
Rooster.
Sorry. No.
So it's not a chicken.
Let me rephrase the question. What insect can survive without its head for several days?
A centipede.
Nope.
What in the world? How am I supposed to know an insect? Headless insect.
Well, do you have another guess?
Praying mantis?
No.
I'm out.
It is a cockroach.
Okay, that makes sense. They literally don't die.
Yeah, like, yeah. My mom had the funniest story. She used to have, like, cockroaches in her apartment. So what she would do, or in her college house, I think it was. And so what she would do is she would have all of her friends over for, like, cockroach parties. And they would all, like, congregate in the living room. And everybody would get on, like, a higher surface. And it would be dark in the apartment. And everybody would climb on, the chairs, the tables, whatnot, and then you turn on the lights and the cockroaches would come scattering, right? So you would jump off and like smash these cockroaches with your feet.
So, okay, first of all, I've heard so many times, everybody, it's like it's an insect of peril. When you hear cockroaches, it is a bad sign.
Yeah.
You always think of like the big cities. How many cockroaches have you actually seen in your life?
I don't think I've ever seen a cockroach.
I don't think I have either.
Which I'm like thankful for because that sounds terrible.
Well, shout out to Ashley Sisler in the chat right now. She's giving me a hard time saying that it's obviously a roach. I need to be going over there and talking to Ashley, the other Ashley, because at least she's not giving me a hard time about it.
Yeah, I'm with her. Duh, Wally.
That's fine. Ashley Sisler's the best. Make sure you go over there and say hello to her. Loyal Exteriors. All right. Next. How about next one?
What? Oh, sorry. Which NBA player once broke a backboard so badly the game had to be delayed for hours?
That feels like a Shaquille O'Neal thing.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, crap. Sorry.
That feels like Orlando Magic tenure.
Yes, it was Shaquille O'Neal.
That had to have been in Orlando.
Sure.
Back in the Hardaway days, they should have won one, but they didn't. And then he goes off, gets himself a few rings, four of them to be precise, three first in LA. Fun stuff.
Which kitchen item, or what common kitchen item, hold on, sorry. What common bathroom item was once advertised as being radioactive and healthy for you?
Radium.
No.
We did a show.
Do you use radium in your bathroom every day?
We had, on Daily Dodge TV, we had a group on from Radium Girls. Don't give me the buzzer. Get out of here with that.
That was a terrible guess.
They had Radium Girls over there. I'm like, all right, maybe that was a thing that was somewhat recent. Today? Is this still happen today?
Yes, Wally, you use this every day, or at least you should.
Well, and it's actually not good for you?
No, it was once advertised as being radioactive and healthy for you to eat.
I have no clue.
Toothpaste.
Well, I mean, it kind of looks like spaceman food. Did you ever think about that as a little kid? Did you ever take a little bit of that red, white, and blue? Was that,
Crest.
Is it Crest? I always thought it was like Aqua Fresh. It came out of a weird skinny tube.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of a different one then.
It tasted good when you were a kid, and then all of a sudden you get older, and all of our toothpaste is that minty, like, it's fine.
Wally, what toothpaste do you use?
I use this Crest one. It's like 80% stain remover. It's like a purple packaging.
Okay, I use Arm & Hammer.
Maybe that's the reason why you have to go to Columbus Family Dental so often. Maybe you should be adjusting to the Crest 80% toothpaste.
No.
I'll get you that for Monday. Because
men are dumb. Men are dumb, Wally.
No, we're really smart.
What MLB team once accidentally set off fireworks after an opposing team hit a home run?
This is going to make me sad. This is going to be like one of the bad teams in baseball that's like just a running joke. It feels like it's going to be a Pirates thing.
No, it's not the Pirates.
Thank God it's not the Pirates. The buzzer. Oh my gosh. I feel like Dennis Reynolds and It's Always Sunny when I hear it on Family Feud, and then you just start shriveling in your seat right here. I don't know. I mean, give me the Colorado Rockies then.
I'll give you a hint. They suck this year.
I mean, it's like basically like 80% of baseball.
They had a big losing streak. That's
gonna the Mets?
Yeah.
Yeah, you hate the Mets, so that should have figured out real quick you were going there.
Duh. All right, last one. What strange animal or insect did medieval doctors sometimes use to treat illnesses?
Leeches.
Yeah, oh, how'd you know that?
Because they used to believe that if you had like a sickness in your blood, leeches, that a leech would be able to basically eat the sickness and you'll be good to go.
Have you ever seen a leech?
Yeah, I actually had one on me once, and it was the most mortifying experience of my life.
That gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Well, because they're kind of like little insect snakes.
Yeah, yes. Don't they have a lot of legs?
I don't think they have any legs.
Oh, yeah, they kind of just like, okay, can we stop talking about this?
Yeah, it just literally leeches on you.
I made my body just like squirm.
Oh, well, Ashley, another week down. I hope everybody out there tunes in. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday with more of the Damn Sports Show. Have a great weekend, everybody. You've been listening to the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Homer Hour coming up next.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts.